From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The primary phase of this presidential campaign focused largely on two factors, the gender and race of the candidates. As the general election begins, age could play an increasingly important role. Senator John McCain would be 72 when sworn in, Senator Barack Obama 47, and that's the widest gap ever between Republican and Democratic nominees. Voters tell pollsters age is not an issue, but polls find younger voters favor Obama, while older voters tend to favor John McCain. We asked NPR's national correspondent, Linda Wertheimer, to talk to voters of all ages in Virginia, a place where this year's election could be very close.
Charlottesville is a beautiful town built around the University of Virginia, with its graceful colonnaded buildings designed by Thomas Jefferson. Like many university towns, Charlottesville has also become a magnet for retirees, offering rich cultural opportunities as well as a small-town feeling. We talked about the election at the town's senior center, which has lots of activities for so-called younger seniors, including classes in Tai Chi.
Bring both fists in, nice and light, relax. Let your hands drop. Fly like a big bird.
That was instructor Brian McKenzie. We gathered in a library lounge with some of the Tai Chi students and other seniors. Cheryl Kramer is a retired dental assistant. She is undecided, but feels she doesn't know Obama. He seems glib to her, while she does know McCain.
I like what I see. I think he's a good man. And, of course, there's always the story of his involvement in the prison camp. He suffered dreadfully. We all know it. He knows what war is, which I think is to his benefit, because a lot of people declare war and have never been involved in a war. They've never seen people die.
Mara Evans, a retired medical technician, says she's deciding what to do after Hillary, and voting for McCain is a possibility.
I would have gone all the way for Hillary because she had the experience. She has done a lot in the past. She's worked hard. I would like to really see who they choose for the vice president, and that would have some bearing on my final decision.
Hillary Clinton generally dominated among older voters in the primaries. A majority of voters over 65 might agree with Kramer or Evans, but some older voters are concerned about an older president. Paul Stitt is retired, but still writing books and articles about vitamins, and he likes Obama's youth.
I think 46 is an ideal age. I started my own company at 38, and that's when you have the most vim and vigor and energy. I mean, the biggest mistake in the world would be to hire somebody like me as president my age. I mean, that's a real big mistake. I mean, I'm just not up to the rigors of that kind of thing. And I think I'm 10 times healthier than John McCain. He's got 1,400 pages of medical problems, you know, and I only have like three.
Experience is a big factor for many older voters. But Deanna Bowman, who retired from State Farm Insurance, rejects that notion.
I look at the Bush administration with Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell. You don't have much more experience than that, and how much of a disaster they have been. I agree that as far as Obama's experience is concerned, it's truly still an unknown, but I'm ready to take the plunge with him.
And that is something many younger voters are also doing. It's never hard to find young people in a college town. The Sorensen Center at UVA gathers college-age leaders from around the state for training.
I sent for you today to introduce Ms. Xian Tsai.
The center's nonpartisan mission is to improve the quality of Virginia's political leadership. The summer session group we met has classes, field trips to Washington, and visiting lecturers.
Please join me in welcoming Ms. Xian Tsai.
These young people acknowledge the rock star excitement of Barack Obama, although some seemed embarrassed by it. Matthew Regis is a student at William & Mary College and an Obama supporter.
I had the opportunity to hear Barack Obama speak once, and when he came down to the crowd after his speech, the young woman next to me fainted.
Fainted?
I've never heard of anything like that before.
However, Matt Regis backs Obama for essentially the same reason as some of our seniors do.
My whole set of teenage years, from 12 to 20, was Bush administration. and I'm not impressed at all. And I think we need to try something different.
Experience doesn't matter much to Jana Knappenberger, also from William & Mary. She told us her world changed after 9/11. She was in junior high. She strongly backed the president then. Now she wants a new kind of leadership.
Obama seems fresh and new, and that might be a factor because of his age. And McCain just seems really stilted. And there's that, someone said that he can't really lift his arms. And so he just, to me, he always seems kind of closed off and stilted. And that might be because he's that old.
So you look at McCain and you think old?
Yes, I do.
Adria Van Hoosier of UVA sees it differently. She says it was precisely 9/11 which pushed her toward John McCain.
I feel like McCain's Vietnam War experience will better prepare him to handle another 9/11 if we were ever to have that tragedy again, rather than Obama, who's only been on a Senate committee pertaining to war affairs.
Obama is not part of their generation, but these students see him as much closer than McCain is. Matt Ogren, a Virginian who attends Duke University, says Obama won't refight old political wars.
I think that's a lot of Obama's appeal, is he's from a younger generation that hasn't been caught up in refighting the Vietnam War or refighting women's rights and civil rights over and over. And I think that's what he means by change, is that it's time for a new generation. It's time for an older guard to step aside and for young people who don't see those battles as that important and really want just pragmatic, good government.
We also talked to students who are taking Obama's nomination very personally, hoping and expecting that it will change their lives. Lathaniel Kurtz is from Virginia. He's a student at Morehouse, a traditionally black college in Atlanta.
I see an opportunity for me to move up in the ranks for a system that has only been dominated by older white men for the longest of times. And now I see that that is now going to be changed. And I can't sit idly by and see this chance go by for my opportunity to come along too later on in my life.
As a young black man, Kurtz represents two groups who've been a little less likely to turn out to vote. Democrats hope that will change this year, and it will make the party competitive in states like Virginia, which last voted Democratic for president in 1964. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.